This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3761, from Monday, the 2nd of January, 2023. Today's show is entitled HPR Community News for December 2022. It is part of the series HPR Community News. It is hosted by HPR volunteers and is about 45 minutes long. It carries an explicit flag. The summary is: HPR volunteers talk about shows released and comments posted in December 2022.
Hi, everybody. My name is Ken Fallon, and you're listening to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today, it's community news for December 2022, and joining me, as ever, is Dave.
Hello, everybody. I got an introduction this time. I have to introduce myself. Wow, luxury.
I'm forgetting how to do this. Stick with the script, Ken. Stick with the script. Anyway, HPR is a community podcast where the shows are submitted by people very much like you. And the community news is where the two janitors come out of their closet and put down their mops and go through all the shows in the last month, any comments that there have been onto them on those shows, and deal with anything that's been on the mailing list or has been happening in the background. So, Dave, can you introduce the new hosts, please?
Well, it won't take long because they haven't got any this time. I'm so sorry.
Ouch, that hurts. We had a call for shows open as well. Still do, actually. Strange, actually, this month. This is the first year where we are this late closing off the year. So, don't know what it is. I think there's been a lot more podcasts around since the COVID pandemic.
Yes, I joined the podcast, hash podcast thing on Mastodon, and there's loads of them popping up all the time. They're not real podcasts in the sense, the purest sense, but there are people doing stuff, you know. So, yeah, it's something to do with it.
An RSS feed and Creative Commons license is all I need, Dave. Okay, shall we go through the shows? First one was Multi-Capacitors for the Masses by one of Spoons.
Yes, Multi-Pactors.
Yes.
No. It's a word I've never seen before.
'Twas talk of modern science, fusion, electricity, and all that sort of thing. Very interesting.
Yes, it was a thing I had no concept of at all. I do follow Robert Murray Smith, though I don't actually, you know, watch his YouTube things a lot. I just got too many. I've got 300 in my list of subscribe thingies, so it's self-defeating. But, he's really interesting. He's got a lot of interesting engineering skills. I don't fully understand this. I think you can produce fusion of some sort using the methods that he's talking about. I did look it up a little bit, but I don't fully understand it. And it's not a usable thing that you could put energy in and get more out, as far as I understand it.
Q is less than one. It's kind of apropos, actually, because there was quite a lot of discussions and talk about fusion this month.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
There were no comments on that one, so we'll move on to the next, which was Ahuka's DOS series, batch file variables, nested batch files. More on DOS, this time using variables in batch files and nested batch files. So there was one comment from Hyper Nike Forkbomb. Thank you very much, Ahuka, for this interesting series. I really enjoyed learning about this old OS. Also, I wanted to add that you can use a call command to create a fork bomb using a file like this: at echo off, call on top, call percent zero, go to top. So, yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah. That would bring many systems to their knees, I'm sure. Kevin O'Brien, I'm not reading this right. Kevin O'Brien says in reply, "You are most welcome. I'm glad you liked it. It seems that people enjoy this series for the most part." Huh, very good. Yeah, it's good to know about. It's delving into the deep dark history of operating systems. But yeah, good to be aware of.
Exactly. Zen, the next show was the community news for last month, and Zen Floater 2, our resident squirrel in residence, said freedom versus free. Just use BSD, or as the squirrels say, OpenBSD. But Ken is right. Good point, Ken. Excellent. I'm glad to know I'm right. I'm going to copy and paste that onto a t-shirt.
Yep. Very good.
My wife might have a few comments, something to say about that. But anyway.
Maybe the kids too. I don't know. They're allowed to do that.
So the next day we had a show called, from myself, called Battery, and it was about the Wikipedia article on a battery. And they say, this may seem very, very strange that I'm doing something like this, but it is actually one of the syllabus items for getting your Common European Amateur Radio license. So it's one of those things, and it's kind of a building block, because the next show will build on this and the next show will build on that. So simple enough one. We will continue on. And if there are any other hams or electronic engineers or hardware hacker people out there who would like to take one of these individual topics as a show, or you're there thinking, hey, I am struggling for content, there's a whole complete list of things on that list, from resistors, integrated circuits, the whole range, electrical safety, that whole gambit of stuff. So if you have any knowledge, and it doesn't have to be expert level knowledge, it just needs to be knowledge to go up to the level of introduction, middle, or pass your advanced amateur radio license, then you know that's I would say entry level college course in electronics is kind of where you'd be.
Yeah. That's interesting. We didn't go too far when I was doing physics at school, but we definitely covered batteries, and but that was quite a long time ago. So they have changed a lot in that time, I think.
Get in touch, and we can discuss the syllabus, what you want to peel off, and what you want to include on this series. At some point, we'll have an article or a web page on the amateur radio section describing this. So then if you're doing your homework for the course, then you can jump to the particular sections and download these shows, which are all going to be Creative Commons, so you can use them and give them to your friends, and et cetera, et cetera.
Very good. Very good.
And we had the HPR news for the community by the community. This is by some guy on the internet. And it was ransomware, malware, phishing, and security breaches. So a good up-to-date, brought us all up-to-date on the various different leaks and, yeah, all sorts of hospital data leaks and...
Yeah. It's important to do this. It's really hard to keep up with it, all that's going on. So it's useful to have somebody to sort of point the way. And I really appreciate this. It's very helpful.
Yes, fantastic stuff. Thank you, Scotty. Advent of Code Day 1 to 4, Daniel Pearson's. And I'm wondering how... So he was doing the Advent of Code, which is a series of challenges are given to you in the month of December. And you can solve them using the programming language of your choice. And Daniel has been following along with this. Links to his YouTube channel are in there. Do you want to do Trey's comment?
I will do, yes. Trey says, fun with Advent of Code, also known as AOC. Thank you for sharing. I decided to do AOC this year to refine my Python skills. I'm working on day 8 this morning. Some have been more challenging than others, but I've learned new skills in each one. The leaderboard is intimidating, however. For folks who are competitive and have friends who might want to participate, you can join private leaderboards to show how you rank against each other. So, not quite so intimidating, I guess. If anyone's even curious, you should give it a try.
Yeah. I'd love to have the spare time to be able to do something.
I know. I did enjoy following one or possibly two of Daniel's YouTubes, and the first one was relatively straightforward to you could see ahead, but I could see that it was going to get not so simple further on down the road.
Very quick.
So I'm just too busy to get into that one at the moment. Yeah, these Advent thingies are good. There's a Pearl one as well, which is also challenges, but the solutions for each one as well, or suggested ways through them and stuff. So yeah, cool.
Okay, the following day we had Archer72 teasing us with the pencil, and I have vowed never again to purchase any products from Pound64, not because of Pound64, but because of the taxes, duties, and my incredible bad luck with the products.
I know, I looked at this and thought, ooh, that looks really nice. I don't really need one, but I could see as the show went on that there would be advantages to having a thing that, a soldering iron that you could just sort of carry around and very lightweight and stuff like that. It needs to be connected to run, but you know, it's still really, really cool. And then I went looking for prices. Oh, the price is quite... Oh, if you're in Europe, then the price is massive. So, right, that's it. That's the end of that one.
Yeah, it's a bit of a pity. But, I am going to Fosdem because we've got a stand there. It should be in the show notes.
Yep.
And... I hope to at least give them my phone and keyboard just to see, you know, a quick sanity check. Is it the keyboard that's dodgy or what? anyway, we'll see.
Well, yes. Good luck. Good luck with that. I just should say the show is amazingly detailed. I really, really admire the amount of work that went into it. So I just wanted to say that.
Actually, yes, we should focus
on the
shows.
The notes are stunning. The notes are so detailed. So thank you very much for all that effort.
Excellent. Excellent show, Archer72. Well done. Carry on. Following day, CPU info, how to get CPU info from Linux. And it's my turn, is it? Or yours? I think it's mine. Zoluster says, a tool with a very detailed information about cache configuration on CPUs. This tool is displaying valuable detailed information about the CPU and system topology. And it's open-mpi.org projects, blah, 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 links in the show notes. And it gives tons of output formats in text, S, scalable vector graphics, PNG, PDF, and so on. And I was also thinking about the old venerable LSHW, which...
Yes, there's a number of ways of doing this, aren't there? Yeah.
Yep.
I'm not completely up to speed. Used them probably, but then they've fallen out of my head. So, yeah, good to have these alerts and pointers.
So our resident squirrel had dinner with some humans and discussed the topic. So this was Zen Floater 2, obviously. I like this show. His shows tend to become conversations.
Yes. No, it's good technique. He does it well too, I think.
Yeah. I'd love to be there with a beverage of choice, sitting around said fire or whatever, and be able to respond and discuss in an open and friendly manner.
Oh, quite, yes. not all opinions are necessarily agreed with, but that's
that's true.
The nature of life, isn't it?
yes. And again, the following day, we had Zen Floater 2, who squirrels gifts to HPR, modified Bashpodder to do something different. So this Bashpodder, one of the programs written by Link Fresden of the Linux Link Tech Show fame, and heavily modified by Zen Floater 2. And I think... I ran Chess Griffin's version of Bashpodder for years.
Mm-hmm. Was that Mashpodder?
Yeah.
I think it was, yeah. I have that. I did use it a bit. Before I saw that, I'd hacked my own quite a lot. It's a very clever thing. And it's extremely elegant and simple in its original form.
Exactly.
But it was for an RSS world that was different from what we have now. So you do need to hack it to get it to correspond to today's world. But good for Zenfloater doing this one.
Exactly. Delta Ray is back with making your own parts. They've got a 3D printer useful for making custom parts. And he modeled it in Blender, some of the stuff, and then went on to use OpenSCAD, I think. Mm-hmm. Some of these parts look pretty cool.
They do, don't they? Yeah. The his pictures are good. I thought they were very impressive. I think they're on his own site. Are they? I can't remember whether we've got them or not. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But they need.
Yeah, they're on his own site.
I tweaked the links to make them so they didn't disappear off the edge of the column.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
Yeah. So I'm just looking at them. Are they the one original? Yeah, no, they're not the original. They're slightly tweaked, but you can see the full one if you click on the thingy underneath. So yeah, but it's very cool. I'm just trying to get back into 3D printing, so this is good.
I don't have space for it as such, but we'll see. In the middle of reorganizing here, so.
Well, yeah. I don't have space either, but somehow or other, I keep sort of pushing other things aside.
So, Ahuka, it's Friday. We have a show from Ahuka, and this one's about southern Arizona, close to the Mexican border. So they stay in Topoc and move down to Ajo, Arizona, not far from the Mexican border.
Mm. I don't know if you pronounce that Ajo, do you, being Spanish, maybe?
More than likely, Dave.
But yeah, I found I pronounced Spanish names completely wrong when I went to Spain. I love this. This is really good. I'm really enjoying these episodes. Something quite nice about being along with somebody doing this sort of journey. I think these are readings from a journal or a diary or something, or paraphrased. It just feels such fun to be coming along and experiencing some of these things. Yeah, really good.
Windigo says, Ajo. I'm always surprised when I hear anything about Ajo, Arizona. Mrs. Honeyhume served as their art teacher around a decade ago, and I was able to visit occasionally. Thanks for the trip down memory lane.
Good comment. Brian in Ohio says, history. Good show. I like the travelogue style that gives us all the gritty detail. I would remind people that right and left wing violence has been a part of U.S. Capitol Hill history since the founding of the Republic. And he gives a link to a Wikipedia article entitled Timeline of Violent Incidents in the United States Capitol, which I went and read. it's pretty grim. But yeah, not an uncommon thing.
First entry is 1814. Oh, there are quite a lot of them. Mm-hmm. 10... Yeah. 8 and 9. Anyway, using Noise Torch, a program for Linux that creates a virtual microphone that removes background sound, something which I have seen people refer to on the Mastodons, tweeting about it in relation to HPR, commenting that they were going to install it. I too shall install it because I absolutely desperately need this.
Yeah. Well, from judging from Delta Ray's talk about it, it does seem to do a pretty amazing job of filtering out all the junk. But I must examine this one as well, I think. Mm.
So, Jezreel's only took him 2 years to record using some new hardware, and the why, how's in the whys of recording. Basically, he has a his microphone. It wasn't his microphone that was causing the problem. It was its speakers on the laptops that he was using. So, yep, he got a Pine 64. Glad his worked.
And was a lot cheaper than others might experience.
Yeah, mine works. It's just the keyboard is unusable. So I'll probably be giving it away on Fosdem to somebody swapping it for an HBR show. As you do.
As you do, indeed. Yeah, good show. It's interesting. It's nice to hear Jezra for one thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Follow his blog.
Yeah.
Or his Mastodon posts, which are essentially one HBR show after another, if he would only be bothered to record them.
Yep.
So the following day, we had you with Ally, A-L-L-Y, A-11-Y.
Yeah, which are called numeronyms, I discovered, and I was quite pleased with. I prefer the word numeronyms. I wouldn't put numbers in that one between the N and the S, because I think it's cool, but no.
It would be ironic, though, wouldn't it?
I know, but it's just me wittering on about stuff to do with this thing. And also throwing in a little bit of Bash just to, so you make your own if you really want to.
No, this was interesting because when we had this discussion last month, I was really interested to know how many words would fall under that. You know, the room for overlap is immense, I thought.
Yes, yes, indeed. So, yeah, that was partly my point, which is, you know, but nobody's actually doing that, to be fair. So it's but I'm just a bit bothered by the fact that they actually get written down. To have them as abbreviations in an editor, which are then expanded for you, would be great. I do that all the time, but to have them actually written in text and stuff, I find a little bit jarring to my brain.
Okay, we can't solve all the problems in the world, Dave, so we will move on.
No. You certainly shouldn't be worrying about my problems.
So I tend to have this very similar problems to you, Dave. God will probably use a Chromebook, Simfloater 2. This is a strange one, I have to admit. I have to admit, not agreeing with a lot of stuff here, but then I stood back and realized this was somebody's opinion. So, yeah.
It was, it was a bit of a ramble, I thought. Some interesting views. So, yeah, glad it existed rather than not.
Yeah, I think at the end, Zenfloater basically did a dystopian future where AI occurs and stuff, but I don't see any evidence to suggest that even if we did have that people would be that it would come out that way, because there's still the economics involved in what would be the benefit of even feeding the masses. You know, right now you see it. People, there are hungry people in the world. There is no incentive on anybody to feed the masses unless the masses are generating income to support the economy, I guess.
Yep. Is it my turn? Yeah, it must be my turn, is it? To read the comment. Bill Dietrich says, Twitter. Guy who starts by saying, I've never used Twitter, then pronounces about Twitter, says Twitter should respect the office of the presidency, then when the president who they banned didn't respect either the office or truth or public health or the constitution, gloats about Musk firing all those liberal employees while claiming not to be on the right. I think it was the other show that contained that, was it? Or did I get that wrong?
Yeah, I think so, but yeah, that's fine.
So, point made, yeah.
Okay, Synergy over SSH. I did this show because it came up and we were short of shows, but it was one that was on my back burner for a long time. Ages ago I had this one started, so I thought I'd delve into the database and do an actual show.
Yeah, I I didn't even know what Synergy was. I don't really think I have a need for it, but I would have done at work, but that's a few years ago now. But yeah, I found it really interesting. I didn't realize that there was such technology around, so it's good to understand and know about.
Yeah, for example, Dave, I have an inside network and an external network. So we have some Raspberry Pis on the external network. So if I wanted to have a monitor on one of those while still being inside my own network, I could use that keyboard video mouse on that. Mm-hmm. Physically somewhere remote, but locally. It's also a laugh if you're in an office and you set this up on somebody's computer, then you can just nudge over to the edge of your screen and their mouse goes all over the shop. So.
I once went to a digital equipment course where we all got deck terms or something or other. And these were like MIPS workstations, and we all sat at those things. And there was some smart so-and-so who had worked out how to... they must have been really insecure, but attached to any of the other machines. So they were going around and suddenly changing the background colors, or you know, warping the mouse and all that sort of stuff. I think they were found in the end.
They weren't
kicked out. But I know it's a temptation, I think.
Yes, people will be childish, I guess.
Indeed.
The next one was on how to verify yourself on Mastodon using PGP and Key Oxide by Klaatu. And we got a request today to extend the show notes, which we did. And we also linked to the article Klaatu did on opensource.com and the YouTube video of the same. And there it also now includes a transcript of the show. So... Your wish is our command.
Excellent. Yes, that was the note I made to myself. Oh, this is fantastic. But I didn't get it all as I was pottering around the house with my headphones on. And so I'm going to have to go back and write my own notes from it or something. So, yeah, you beat me to it. This is fantastic. Definitely something I'm going to do as soon as I can.
I just did it as I was going along, and it's following the notes was absolutely word perfect. So excellent there. In the show, Klaatu mentions that took him a long time to get it working, but I'm glad he has suffered the pain so we don't have to.
That's very, very generous of him, actually, isn't it? Yeah. That's really, really helpful thing.
So the following day, we had career changes. This is some guy on the internet is doing... exams to be a commercial driver. My thoughts on immediately jumped to Smokey and the Bandit. So,
yes, that was. I found it quite fascinating. Actually, he did mention stuff about it on Matrix, and I said, "What is CDL?" And he said, "Oh yeah, sorry, but yeah." These are three-letter abbreviations that are sort of fairly local to a big area. I know.
But yeah.
Need to be spelled out a bit for us what don't live in that locality. But I mean, you can always look it up, which is what I did in the end. But
I was able to derive it from the context of the show. So that's fine.
I was just looking at the notes actually. Yeah. But it was good. It was quite insightful and some interesting factors that I'd never really considered. You know, how to open your door and close your door and things like that. It's all a consideration, but and an important thing as well. I never really considered it.
How not to get scammed by people. That's pity the poor suckers who get a new job and then somebody does that, scams you.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, not good. Anyway, so the next day was first sysadmin job by Norrist. It was good to have him back. And it was, basically how to... He transferred into IT, got a job, and Transferred to IT, got a job, and was left to debug a NFS issue, and eventually found it in the weirdest of ways. So I'll let you listen to the show. It's very good.
It's I found it fascinating. It's always nice to hear about people's journeys to these things, and this one was good. I enjoyed it very much. Nicely done. The NFS thing, I've also been bitten by, not that specific aspect of it, but it doesn't behave the way you would think it would. And we were burned quite badly by it at my work.
Yes.
But I won't go into detail. But it's, really good. I like these very much. I like the way he does his shows as well. So, yeah, good all round for me.
Then we had a two-for-one deal, some guy on the internet and D&T doing one of their shows on pretty much everything and anything that comes up. Lots of good stuff there on Gate, Task Warrior, Radical. And the show notes are very detailed and gives you links to all the stuff that they talk about.
Yeah, it's a lot of work gone into those notes. Very impressive, thank you.
God, the prices of Raspberry Pis at the moment are very high.
That's ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. I have several here, so I bought before things got bad and hadn't got around to using much yet. So I'm okay, but yeah, it's dreadful, dreadful. And all the Raspberry Pi equivalents that are popping up, but are not necessarily all that interesting. That's been triggered by this. Yeah, not good, not good. Good show. And yeah, GitAnnex, I've been hearing about that recently, and somebody who used it to manage the writing up for PhD thesis and found that it was the best way to store all the, you know, images and that sort of thing. For going with a written thesis. So, yeah, something I have to get into. It's on that infinite list of things I need to do. I haven't done yet.
Well, it or something like it is on our list for HPR, because we want to have a Git repository at the end of the day and the files themselves integrated so that you can do a Git pull and then everything comes down, including the media. So this might be something that we need to have a wee look at.
Yep, absolutely. So, yeah, it's something I shall be looking at when I get a moment. But very good show. I enjoyed this. I like the format very much, and they have a good dynamic, these two guys. They made me laugh a few times as well with some of the things they were saying. So, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, excellent. Following day, we had Ahuka again with a Bookworm show, an alternative to Goodreads. And it's strange hearing this one now, because when I heard it first, it was in the middle of summer and I was working out the garden. So, but yeah, it's and I've seen a lot of these Goodreads stuff come along on the Fediverse, in Mastodon specifically, the hashtags. So it does actually work.
Yeah, I think I would have processed the notes as usual, and I noticed it and had a quick look at it following one of the links and thinking, oh, that looks interesting. I haven't done anything about it yet, but having heard the show now, I'm very much inclined to dig deeper, because it does look pretty cool.
And the last show of the year, is that correct?
Well, this is the last show of the December, that was, Bookworm.
Yeah, that was the last show of December.
That's the last show of December, which is the last show of the year, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So that's pretty much it, David. We're done. We've completed our assignment. Nothing left to do here. Oh, look, the queue. There's another year has just opened up.
Yep. Time to do your show now.
Yes, folks, please send in shows. And if you're only going to do one show, send it in your birthday, for your birthday, in around your birthday, whenever that is, so that we spread them out. There's no reason to clump them all up at one space. It's makes our life a lot better if every week even gone out for the next month or two that there are a few shows spattered in there, because then filling the slots is a lot easier to do. And we would ask people if they have some vacation time coming up to record some shows. So if you could just take half a day or something, write down some show notes and record three or four shows, that would be absolutely excellent. And just space them out over the year, spring, summer, autumn, winter. That would really help us a lot. Yeah. Cool.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep. My, I shouldn't commit her to this, but I think she's up for it. My daughter is thinking of a series that she wants to do.
Oh.
And she was here making notes yesterday.
Don't do that to me, Dave. Don't tease me with series, please.
I know.
It's not a show unless it's on the server.
I know. I told her that. I told her those very words. But she said, yeah. She was sitting there writing stuff in a notebook. Bore it. So let's see. We shall see. I'll say that I mentioned it. that won't be any pressure at all, you know?
Excellent. Okay, so let's have a look at our agenda.
There's one comment on one previous show.
Yeah, can you do that, please?
Yes, indeed. It's from Roan's review of Kobo Libra H2O e-reader, and Aaron Cocker says, Kobo e-readers. I had a similar dilemma when it comes to e-reader. My ideal device would have a 6-inch pocket-sized backlit screen and run Linux. 7-inch Kobo was the best alternative I could find from this decade. It served me well so far. There's a great choice of free ebooks knocking about, and Calibra was finally posted to Python 3. Happy days.
Excellent.
Yeah, good. Excellent. Good to know.
So we've had three items on the mail list, all from me. Nobody's replied to them, so I'll read them verbatim. Hi, everybody. If you have an outstanding 2022 New Year's resolution to record a HPO, then this weekend would be a great time to record and submit. We're running a special up to the end of December. Just record a HPO now and submit it, and you're going into 2023 guilt-free with your New Year's resolution covered for next year as well. By the time people hear that, that offer will have expired, Dave. Bummer. So, the next was the New Year show promotion and FOSDEM podcast table. This was also sent out to the mailing list for the free culture podcasts. Hi all, some good news from FOSDEM. The Freak Culture podcast will have a table on the booth on the 4th and 5th of February 2023 in Brussels. This means we will be promoting your podcast to the 5,000 attendees that will be visiting during the event. We could do with some help, as we are only expecting to get one offered one day, and instead we got both. So if you are going to FOSDEM, then please consider helping us out for a time. Even an hour will allow us to go and get some lunch. Your podcast details together with a small summary will be printed on flyers that we're handing out. If you have any swag or stickers that you want us to hand out, then please contact me off list and we'll arrange shipping. Also, thanks to those who promoted the New Year show. I'm looking forward to chatting with you all. Happy holidays. And we have a call for show open. Please fill up the slots for the coming week. And if you don't have some shows, then please allocate some time over the Christmas holidays or the whatever holidays you're taking to record some. That would be ideal.
Very good.
So, Dave, do you want to tell us about older shows on HPR?
Well, we're recording this a few days before the end of the month, and the list I'm keeping of progress says that for December there are 23 shows left. Well, that is 3 days if I'm doing a rate of 10 a day. I might do 13 on this on the second day, actually. But so we're very close to finishing. So I will update the table. I will update the table by the time the notes become relevant. By the Monday that the show's released. So yeah, so we're getting there. Very, very close to being finished.
Excellent. And I've just started transcribing all the shows, starting at show one, and getting a transcript for each of the shows done with the Whisper, a Whisper application, free Libre open source software from OpenAI.
Very cool, very cool.
Yeah, it's actually quite good. It's Tlatu comes out as CLA space and the number 2, but okay, fine.
Yeah, yeah. It's not. It's definitely going to be thrown by unusual words. I mean,
yeah.
It's not going to have a dictionary that includes Klaatu. Or the correct spelling of Lidl, I think, was one I heard. The supermarket. But yeah. No, that's great. That's great. We need to debate exactly how we're going to manage the transcripts and stuff. But we're already doing that on Matrix. The discussion. So. We're pretty close to having a conclusion, I think. So good. Now, the final AOB thing is the tradition which we seem to skip last year. I don't know, where we list everybody who's done a show in the past year, and just put what we have in the past, read them out. I don't know if you want to do that this time.
I think we should take one line each.
Well, I put it into lines of same length so that we could do it without too much hassle. So yeah, shall I start?
Please do.
Okay, so thanks to Ahuka, Andrew Conway, Archer72, Beezy, Beezer, Benny, Bin RC, Black Colonel, Brian in Ohio.
And thank you to Carl, CCHits.net team, Celeste, Claudio Miranda, Daniel Pearsons, Dave Morris, Delta Ray, DNT, and Folky.
Cool. Thanks also to Hyper Nike, I think that's how you say it, Honky Magoo, HBR Volunteers, oh, that's us, Jeroen Barton, I hope I got that. I never...
Jeroen Button.
Button, yeah, I'm close, but not there. Jezra, JWP, Ken Fallon.
Thank you.
King Heezy, and Klaatu.
And our thanks go out to Nightwise, Lee, Lurking Prion, Mode 7, Mechiotroniac, Monochromic, that's the Linux in-laws, Mr. X, Norrist, One of Spoons.
Yay. Thanks also to Operator, Paul J, Pokey, Roan, always catches me that one, Sarah, Some Guy on the Internet, Stash AF, Takov 751, and Timmy.
And the last line is Tony Hughes, Trey, Trumpet John, Tukutoroto, Windigo, and Zen Floater 2. Thank you all.
Yes, thanks to. Oh, that's great. That's a good list. 51 people have contributed, so it's sort of one a week.
Yeah, it's but it's a ratio of 1 to 5 for if we have 250 shows, 260 shows. I would like to see that number at 260. It's never going to be 260, but I'd like to double that by next year.
Yes.
So if you can do a show, and also try and get somebody else to submit a show, just one, get them to dip their toe in, that would be excellent. So submit a show and press gang somebody to doing another show. That would be awesome.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I met my new neighbours the other day. They had a parcel delivered to me instead of to them, and I just got chatting to them, and I said, "Oh, we do a podcast. You might like to know about it. It might be they've got young kids, so they might be interested in listening and or contributing." You know, so no promises, of course, but you know, one spreads the word when one can.
Absolutely. Okay, folks, if you've got chills, send them in. Season's greetings to everybody. Hope you have had a good year and hope you have an even better new year next year. And indeed. With that, Dave, thank you very much. Thank you very much for all your contributions and all the other people who've helped out on the background here on the janitor's closet. I don't keep track, but you know who you are. You're on my special list, which is in my head.
Very good, very good. Yes.
All right. See you on the New Year show. And tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of Hacker
Public
Radio.
Cool.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HBR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.